Well, the local theater troupe, Soul Theater, Stage of Life Theater, offers a new original production next weekend at Thunder River Theater. And I am privileged to have with me right now Brooke McKay. Hi, Brooke.
Hi.
Welcome to Katie and Kay.
Thank you.
And Jenny Henry's here too. Hi, Jenny.
Hello.
Now, Brooke, you are the director of this show and the writer. It's called Honeybee. Tell me about Honeybee. What's it a story about?
Honeybee is a story following the experiences of a family after a traumatic experience, and it shows the healing process that they go through.
A what experience?
The healing process.
Of a traumatic experience.
Oh, a traumatic.
Great. Yes.
Okay. And what is the traumatic experience?
One of the characters actually ends up committing suicide.
Okay.
And following that, her significant other ends up leaving. And it's following how the family processes that and heals from that.
That is a traumatic experience.
Yes.
Yeah. And Brooke, you also, so you're the director and the writer. Tell me a little about the story. How did you get the idea, and how long have you been working on this?
We started writing this about 2 years ago, and I noticed that in my generation as a 16 and 17-year-old creators of the show, a lot of the people in our community, our generation, deal with mental health issues, and there wasn't exactly a lot of media portraying it in a light that wasn't romanticized or criminalized, I guess. And I wanted to bring light to the issue in a way that would, by watching it, help other people that have experienced similar things heal through it and present it in a light that makes it understandable for people that haven't.
Oh, interesting. And is it meant for people in your generation, or is it meant for anybody?
It's pretty universal because a lot of people experience that, but it was through people that I know, my community, seeing it happen a lot, that I was inspired to write it, but it is fairly universal.
Uh-huh. I know that suicide is a very touchy topic, and it's also, unfortunately, it's happening way too often.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, have you been touched personally by people that you've known who've...
I have.
Oh, so that's kind of hard. So,
yeah.
So in a way, it sort of inspired you to help a little bit.
Exactly. Having gone through it myself gave me a lot of material, I guess, for writing it. And also by writing, I was able to help my own healing and understand it in a very personal way.
Uh-huh. Huh. It's a Honeybee, but it's a musical, is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Now, how did it become a musical? This is not exactly a topic for a musical.
Well, we actually wrote the songs, a couple of the songs, before we even got the idea to turn it into a musical.
Oh.
Brooke and I always sit down at my piano, and 3 years ago, actually, we wrote the first song. And then a year after that, we wrote the second song. And we really liked the idea of presenting this in a musical format, because both of us grew up doing musical theater our whole lives. And to take something so personal and so hard and use it in a more creative light, such as musical theater, we thought that that would be a really cool experience.
Because with theater, you get to make it personal, because when you watch a movie, it's on a screen, whereas when you are sitting in an audience, you can physically see the actor and see their emotions and feel it in a much more personal way.
It's visceral, more
yeah.
Visceral. Huh. How many songs are in the production?
I think that there are 18, including reprises, maybe a little bit less than that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of songs.
It is.
And is there a band playing along?
For this production, we are having just a single piano play it, simply because writing music is very time consuming. And for this first go around, we wanted to make it very simple with just a piano. But in the future, we hope to add different instruments to the chorus.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah.
So in the future, so you expect to make some more productions of this somewhere along the line?
That's yes. The hope.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Huh, where would you like to take it after Carbondale?
Well, Soul has been super gracious in helping us get it going for the first time. And we've learned a lot about the process of creating a musical. And you have to go through a lot of steps to get it where you want it to be. So we're kind of considering this the first rough draft, if that makes sense. And as we continue, we're going to get it licensed and copyrighted and show it to more people, uh-huh. try to get it across more communities.
We're hoping to do another go-around once we have the performances so we know how it goes, and maybe switch up the cast. And Jennifer at Soul was hoping to maybe direct that. We don't have dates for that, but mm-hmm. it's in the works.
Okay. So, wow, have you considered entering it in contests of any sort? Surely there must be contests about that kind of thing.
We haven't really thought too far into contests uh-huh. particularly, but we are getting it licensed with MTI, which is a very large company that helps with original work. And after that, we can pretty much bring it anywhere professionally because we'll have every single part that we need to bring it.
Wow. And yeah. go ahead.
With film festivals, uh-huh. Our piece is a little longer than their typical mm-hmm. time allotment. So though we would love to, we would have to make a few adjustments to shorten the time of it.
Yeah.
So what's involved with licensing a piece and copywriting it? Are you girls doing that also?
We are definitely involved in the process. We have to get it copyrighted so that our music cannot be taken. And then we have to also get a soundtrack for it. So a professional soundtrack has to be made. And then on top of that, there's a bunch of other small pieces that you have to get, all the steps to get there. But it's an important part of getting this further, because to get it any further, it has to be licensed first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Talk about your cast. How many people are in it and who are they?
We have 8 people in our cast right now. It's a pretty large range of ages. Our youngest is 11 years old. And the oldest is
18.
18, yes. And yeah.
All of them grew up doing local community theater or choir. And so we picked people that we knew so that there'd be a comfortability with the topic that we're presenting. And they've all been really wonderful, bringing it to a whole new personal, real level. Mm-hmm. And 4 of our cast members have also been in dance around the Valley. Most of us have been in the choirs around the Valley.
And what's really cool about it is that we, more than a cast, are friends. We've all been friends for years and years. So not only are they watching just this process happened, they've been there with us, watching us write it since it began, which is really cool because we all kind of, as a friendship or a family, get to watch it grow from a seed to, you know, whatever it's going to be in the future.
You know, it's a very poignant topic. I wonder if you have deepened your friendships because of this.
Oh, absolutely. The director, working with the character that does commit suicide and helping her find the light in the dark, but also really going into the dark, has really strengthened our connection as friends and helped both of us almost understand the feelings more uh-huh. by doing that.
Huh. Wow, that's really something. Mm-hmm. How about that? How old are you, Brooke?
I'm 17.
And Jenny?
I'm 16.
Wow.
Yeah. Huh.
Is this the first time that you've written an original production?
It's the first time I've written a musical, but I have written other things throughout the years. But this is also the first presentation of something that I've written.
Right. And I have also written music my whole life, and this is the first time I'm using that music for a bigger process.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Huh. Wow. So it opens a week from tonight.
Mm. Yes.
At Thunder River Theater.
I think it opens Thursday.
Oh, Thursday.
Yes, it opens on Thursday.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Huh.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
I'm having trouble picturing a dance number
There's no dance numbers
in this.
We actually like to explain it as a play with music. It's not the typical musical theater jazz hands that you would think of. It's more of a storyline that uses music to build upon that storyline. And the songs are all very modern, I would say, in the way that they aren't.
They're not so jazzy. They're very much so almost something you could hear on the radio.
Right.
And all of the songs are more about their feelings rather than to further the storyline. Mm-hmm. So it's like a monologue that's sung.
Exactly.
I was going to ask. So it has lyrics. There
yes,
are
yes,
lyrics.
Yes.
So there is the piano player singing also, or are No, I guess the characters. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. Huh. You know, it's two different things, to sing and to act. Is that a trick? Is that kind of tricky for the actors on stage?
In my experience, it's easier for me to act when I sing. And that sounds kind of backwards because you're like, oh, I want to focus on the notes that I'm singing. But knowing where, when you write music, a lot of times you follow the emotions and the actual way that you say the words. And having that backing up what you're trying to portray, and then having the power of your voice being sung, adds a whole new element to the acting aspect in my experience.
Are you both on stage as actors in this performance?
I am on stage in this performance.
Brooke, I am not.
She's not. She's just focusing on directing. Uh-huh. So I play Cassie, which is one of the larger roles with stage time. And on top of that, I am also music directing and trying to get the score produced in sheet music. So.
Did you find it challenging to motivate your actors to do this, or has it come pretty natural?
Although during the casting process was a little bit hard to find people that were comfortable with the material and that we were comfortable working with this material, I'm very satisfied with the cast that we got. Everyone's doing a fantastic job, and I mean, it's just going amazingly.
Mm-hmm. How about that? So how long have you been rehearsing the show?
It's been a month or so, really not. We haven't had very much time. Brooke and I have been working with Soul for a few months now.
Mm-hmm. We had a few read-throughs that most of our original cast is still in it. So we had time to work with it, but as far as block where they move, what they're doing, that kind of stuff, about a month and a half.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so dress rehearsals next week or soon,
I guess.
Huh? Are you nervous about this?
Not as nervous as I feel like I should be as a director.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that says something right there.
Oh, yeah.
You're confident about it. Yeah.
I think it's more nerve-wracking to take something that has been so personal to the both of us and really show it to the first time to the world. I don't think we're nervous necessarily about what we have. I think we're very confident in what we have. It's just the first step in putting it out there, and that's a pretty big leap.
Especially with a topic this heavy that has touched so many people, especially in this region of America.
Yeah.
A lot of people have their own opinions about mental health and suicide, and we're presenting it in a light that hasn't been presented before, and that's also kind of nerve-wracking as it's very new.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Huh. Well, that sounds like a great reason for people to go if you're presenting it in a way that's never been presented before.
Yeah.
How about that? Well, I probably don't have to tell you that this community is a pretty supportive community. Mm-hmm. Have you found that?
Yes. Working with Jennifer, for example, she's been incredible with making sure that this story is a story that we're trying to tell. She's been very on board. Our parents have all been very supportive throughout it.
Yeah, it's incredible to see the love that we've gotten in taking a step like this and saying, hey, we have something here. And when we showed a few people, they ran to it with open arms and really accepted it. And they said, like, hey, what can we do with this? Let's make this happen. It's amazing seeing the support that we've gotten through doing this.
Wow, that's really special, ladies. That's really great. So a week from yesterday, next Thursday. Three performances.
Three performances, yes.
That's so great.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations, ladies.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Honeybee opening next week at Thunder River Theater. Thanks for coming in and telling us all about it.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You bet. All right, stay with us. We have more to come on today's Express Yourself. Mm-hmm.